Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve.
Steve, this is Mike Cirilla from Technopro Electric.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing all right.
Your call came at the right time. I was just getting ready to go to my bank to
get
my credit line increased, and I got your message. I'm not sure if I'm interested. I'd rather, might as well just do it through my bank, but I figured, can't hurt to give you a call and find out what the parameters are on that that loan.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I totally I understand. Let me see if I can pull up your file real fast. What's your What's How about the phone number for the company? It'd be a little bit easier,
phone
I think.
Phone number is 856.
Uh huh.
802-9940.
Okay, let me see if I can pull this up real fast. How's your day going?
Yeah, hanging in there.
Yeah, right on. There you go. Sorry, my computer's being a little slow right now. So, yeah, there we go.
For equipment or?
So yeah, so why don't you tell me what you're looking to do, and I can.
I just need a bump in my working capital right now for cash flow.
Cash flow. Okay.
Yes. Or I could term out some of my equipment. Either or.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
What
so,
are the rates and what are the rates and what are the terms? Are there any prepayment penalties or anything like that on your typical loan or note or?
No. So, just to give you a little background, I'm one of the senior reps over here. I do deal with a lot of electrical companies and things like that, and these cash flow issues. And have you ever worked with a working capital loan before? No? Okay. So what they are, they're unsecured cash loans. So that being said, it gets directly deposited in your account, and you can pretty much use it for anything. And cash flow is an excellent way to use that. Now, the term, they're going to be a little bit usually shorter term. That's just because it is unsecured. Now, how much were you looking to do or take out?
Probably somewhere between maybe 150 and 200.
Okay. 150 and 200. Okay. Is it because are you guys being set up like on net 60s or something like that, or net 90s?
Yeah, and right now we work in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
They shut off the trust fund money, and the job slowed down. Nobody's paying their bills. It's just our cash is stretched out. And I need a little bit to get over the hump. They're supposedly tomorrow going to pass the bill and increase the gas tax by. Increase the gas tax by 24 cents a gallon, which will put all that money back in there, and the construction should start right back up again. But it's just a little rough patch right now.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I understand. Now, what I always tell everybody is that because you said you were going to your bank,
yeah,
right? Your local
bank. Right now, I really don't even have a credit line with my bank. I termed out my equipment a couple years back. So I think I have a term note that's got maybe 30 months left on it from the bank, and I was just going to approach them and say, hey, why don't you give me a credit line too?
Okay.
And I don't know whether the rate's going to be much better through you or them, or that's what I'm saying. So.
Well, yeah.
Short term. So what are your rates?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So unsecured cash, means unsecured, so it's no collateral behind it. We're not going to come after your house or anything like that. So,
right. But I could collateralize it if you needed to, if that makes a difference in a rate, or are you only uncollateralized?
Sure. Well, the only collateral that we do is for, equipment. If you're thinking about bringing on equipment, then we could do something there for collateral, but we pretty much strictly just deal with unsecured. Now, that being said, you have to realize it is a little bit more risky. It's pretty much going off your word. They're saying that you're going to pay us back because you can pretty much do anything with it. So when it comes to rate, what falls into the rate on that is going to be, it's more of a fixed payback rate. It's not going to be your normal APR, but I can tell you this, it doesn't fluctuate whatsoever. So let's say if you took out $150,000, you'd know exactly how much you're paying back. So you'd be paying back, $180,000 maybe. Now, every business is different. I'd have to go more into the health of the business and what your sales look like and bank statements and things like that. That's going to determine all about how much you would actually pay back on that. Now, you mentioned the early payback. Now, the nice thing with us is that we don't have a fee for that. You can actually do that. And when I always do, 9 times out of 10 with all my customers, is I get them, you know, qualified for the longest term. That way you can pay it back early and the interest rates, you know, wouldn't even matter because you're paying it back early. We actually give a discount off of that. So that's one of the nice things. But normally you have to realize, because it is unsecured, it's going to be probably maybe just a little bit more expensive than your normal bank.
I'm still waiting to hear a rate.
Yeah, no, I got you. Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't ever really give out a number. And the reason that is because it could be 100 different numbers. I could come back to you and tell you, oh yeah, it's 10% or it's 10%. And then it comes out to be, you know, a little bit more than that. Now it looks like I was, you know, lying to you and pulling your leg. I want to be upfront. It could be 100 different things, you know. For instance, what's your annual sales? Because it's more based off of your sales than anything.
Annual sales around 4 to 5 million.
Oh, okay. And do you know your credit or stuff, maybe?
What kind of credit? What do you mean?
Your credit score?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I have top tiers, you know, where you get really good, amazing rates. Normally, let's say if you're in the top tier program, you know, you'd probably start around 10 cents on the dollar. Sometimes people get a little bit lower below than that, and it just goes up from there. Now the reason is
10 cents on a dollar over how many, over what time period? Because that's
yeah. So that's another thing too. So if you take it out for a longer term, so the payments might be smaller, but the interest you're paying might be a little bit higher. Now, if you take out a shorter term, you know, anywhere from 3 to
anything can be recalculated to what your sure. what an APR would be. You know what I'm saying? If you're saying, okay, I can lend you $100,000 over 24 months for you know, 10 cents on the dollar, well, okay, that'd be 5% annual interest, you know what I'm saying, or something close to that.
So. Yeah, exactly, yeah. But the way that it works with the fixed payback is that it's not on the annual percentage. And the reason I keep saying that is because if you take it out for 6 months, you know, the rate would be completely different than if you took it out for 2 years.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, are you looking for a short term or a longer term? Because usually
I'm just looking for a short term.
Okay. Then yeah, so then I would definitely recommend that. You know, take it out for a short term, pay back early, and then.
Okay, and how much information do you need? Because I mean, the only mm-hmm. reason I did this is because I heard the word pre-approved. That means I don't have to round up all my financial stuff and send it to the bank, and then they're going to want 6 million different things to look at, like they do every year. And all I wanted to try to get it done before the end of the year. Get it done at the end of the year, it'd be no problem. Once the accountant gets all my crap, I just send it to him and say, okay, this is what I want to do. But I sort of want it before the end of the year.
Right. Yeah. Well, you called the right place, because that's what our bread and butter. That's where we actually specialize. We get everybody, you know, with an answer we can within 24 hours. Normally, it takes about 72 hours to get you an approval or an answer, at least. And we can usually get you the money within, you know, a couple days, 72 hours maybe.
I don't need it. It's not that fresh.
Right.
Fresh.
Yeah. I gotcha.
But I'd be looking at probably why don't you say, just to work out in the numbers, do you have different tiers as far as dollar amounts, like the difference between a 150 and a 200,000? Why don't you give me a price on a 150 and a 200,000 for 6 months?
Okay, I can do that. Now, you mentioned the paperwork. I know banks ask for so much stuff. The only things that we would need to get you like really hard numbers here is just the application, bank statements, and your tax return. And I can send you an email, actually. You know, I'll have a list of that stuff.
Send me the email. I probably won't be able to do this. My bookkeeper's on vacation. She's got back Monday. So she could run those numbers quick enough for you and get them back to you. I think mm-hmm. we just did this. We were thinking about, we were doing an online auction, and I think we just sent some information to some people just like this.
Yeah, okay.
Do you do auction financing, too?
What do you mean auction financing?
Well, we were getting ready to buy a piece of used equipment, and everything's online. So you know, you have to be pre-approved, and rather than send the cash in, I said, okay, just you know, get us approved. And I think that's what she did. She just sent some bank statements, some quick stuff, and got approved in like 24 hours.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah, we do that auction stuff for like equipment, things like that. We can get you an answer, and then you can go shop around and whatever you find. We just need the invoice, and then that's pretty much how it works.
Right.
So yeah, we do that as well.
Yeah. You have my email address or not?
Let me see. No, I do not.
It's M.
Mhm.
C E R U L A.
C E R U L A.
At Techna, T-E-C-H-N-A, -PRO.com.
M. Cerula at Techna-PRO.com.
Correct.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I'll send it over. It'll just have a list, and then...
Now, is this predicated upon my receivables, or...
It's predicated... So, the thing we look at is really... For working capital, it's going to be your sales. That's the main source of it. And you told me you have $4.5 million off your gross annuals, which is amazing. Now, I will ask, how do your bank statements look? Are those pretty solid? Like, no negative days, anything like that, right?
No.
Okay. So that's good. That's really the whole thing that we look at for
Some months $1 million, it depends on the time of the year,
mm-hmm.
A month only a couple hundred thousand might roll through the checking account, other months might be $500,000,
Okay, that's great. That's fantastic. Now the second factor, now it's not a huge factor, it is your credit. Now we would have to look at your credit. That's why I asked to see if you had a ballpark. It's business.
Okay.
Yeah, and we go through Experian. We don't pull from all three. And then I can get you
thing as a business credit. I mean, I know what a personal credit score is, but I don't know if business has actually had a credit score.
Yeah, it's through your personal, but it goes on to your business. See what I'm saying? And then I can get you really hard numbers and, do some business with you go ahead.
And I want to. I'm going to be reaching out to my bank too. So.
Yeah, of course, and that's totally fine. We're not here to step on their toes. If you have a good relationship out there, we're just kind of like a secondary resource of funds. Now,
right.
I will let you know. Have you taken a line of credit before with them, or do you have one? Or I know you said you didn't have one, so I don't know.
I used to have a line of credit, and then I figured, you know what? I just want to term it out, so I termed it out. Yeah, I think it was, I termed out the credit line with my equipment for like $500,000. And it was a 5-year, and I'm 3 years into it now, so there's 2 years left. So, I mean, I'm sure mm-hmm. if I went to them, they would give me more money. They would redo a credit line for me.
Sure, and...
Rather than term notes, so, I mean, that's...
Yeah, of course. And you have to realize, because obviously it's collateralized, so your rate might be a little bit better with them. And also... just because you bank with them, that's why, you've established that relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, and off of that, I just want to let you know, too, is that that's how we are, too. We're a relationship-based bank, so one little transaction is not going to help keep our doors open. So we like to do, set up relationships, stay with you guys for a long time, and, that way you can also qualify for, those top-tier programs where, your rates are just as good as your bank. So
right.
It's just that initial relationship they had to set up first. So,
Yep. Send me that email, and then, like I say, maybe you should be getting some information on Monday if I want to move forward with it.
Okay, cool. Would Monday be a good day for me to follow up with you?
You can try, but I'll be all day. You were lucky that I took this. I can get rid of the calls like this.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. I feel you. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, sounds good, Mike.
All right, take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.